Welcome back to the Max Term Podcast. This is James Finch. I'm going to be doing a solo episode today without Kyle. I'm going to keep it short, though. Quick one topic. I'm thinking we'll call it a snapshot episode, Max Term Snapshot. So before I get into the topic, I'd like to mention, head over to X, AFP Analytics. Give us a follow. As we get into the off season, we'll be a lot more active there. Some contract projections, that'll be towards the end of May. And just commenting on a lot of roster building, asset management, pretty much all the fun stuff that happens throughout the off season. Now diving into our first snapshot topic here, it's going to be Jeff Skinner. There's some discussion, as we see it on X a bit. If the Sabres were to decide to move on from Jeff Skinner, what is the best way to do so? Buyout or trade? Now, I want to be clear. I'm going to kind of preface this. Not saying they should trade Skinner. In fact, we'll leave that opinion for a later episode. Kyle and I are going to do a bit of a deep dive on the Buffalo Sabres this offseason, kind of their future outlook. But for now, let's say the Sabres make the decision. We're looking to move Skinner. Buyout or trade? What's the best option? First thing to note here, Jeff Skinner has a no-move clause. That can be used against a trade, not a buyout. But any trade, for whatever reason, he wants to block it because he doesn't want to move somewhere. He wants to be a Buffalo Sabre the rest of his contract. He doesn't like the food in whatever state. He can block it. So that's a big key here, is you need Skinner willing to move to whatever team you can come to an agreement with. But we're going to look at a buyout first. Kind of what that means for the Sabres salary cap situation. So he's on a 3-year deal, $9 million AAV. When you buy out a contract, it's going to add double the years, and it's just going to shift some money around a little bit. So the best thing about a buyout of Jeff Skinner this offseason would be the savings that you get for this upcoming year. $7.55 million, and so about $7.5 million. And left on the cap would be $1.44 million, about $1.5 million. That's great. The issue is, because of the structure of the contract, it gets less favorable for the Sabres over the first 3 years, so the contract years. So year two of the buyout, 25-26, $4.55 million in savings, $4.44 million on the cap. So that's about even. It's about 50% split. Not going to get too carried away and upset over $55,000. It's about an even split. The third year, so the last contract year, $2.55 million in savings with a cap hit of $6.44 million. So about $6.5 million still on the salary cap on the Sabres books in that third contract year. That's the 2026-2027 season. Now, the contract would be over, except in a buyout, you add on double the years. So the next 3 years after that, starting in 2027-2028 season and running through the 29-30 season, each of those years, $2.44 million, so about $2.5 million on the books still for Jeff Skinner, even though he would no longer be on the team and his contract would have been over. So that's not great. That's kind of the con of the buyout, is you add on extra years. But in this scenario, the buyout and how much it helps you and saves you, it actually gets kind of worse as it goes on. It starts great and gets a little worse each year. So now I want to look at a trade scenario. So I think anyone listening to this who follows hockey somewhat regularly or is a Sabres fan, kind of going to know that $9 million AAV over the next 3 years, teams aren't going to want that. So even if Jeff Skinner is willing to move to a couple teams, those teams are probably not interested at $9 million. I'm going to go to the extreme here. Each team can retain on a contract 50%. So let's say Sabres dangle 50% retention, Jeff Skinner. That'd be $4.5 million in savings, $4.5 million on the cap for the next 3 years. And then it's done. Skinner's off the books after that third contract year. Now, a lot of teams don't love doing this. They don't love the idea of essentially paying a player to play for a different team. But usually that's kind of what happens with a buyout anyways. You're still owing money to the player. He's still on your books, and he can go sign a new contract. But anyway, so a trade, $4.5 million in savings, $4.5 million cap it over 3 seasons. Then it's done. So let's compare it to the buyout. So a buyout this offseason, $7.5 million in savings for the upcoming year, $4.5 million in savings if you trade them at 50%. So the trade's not as great in year one. It's not as helpful. Year two, buyout 4.55. The trade 4.5. That's the savings. Cap hit 4.44 with a buyout, 4.5 with the trade. Again, that's not enough of a difference to really mean a whole lot. We're going to call that even. Year three of the contract, so the last year of his actual contract, buyout was 2.55 in savings. With a trade at 50% retained, you'd save $4.5 million. So that year three trade's more attractive to the Buffalo Sabres. Now the trade's done, but the buyout still has 3 more years at about $2.5 million for the next 3 years. That's not good. So I think a big thing we need to look at here is, do the Sabres need as much money as possible this offseason? I really don't think that they do. They're projected to have about $23 million in space. No one who's really going to break the bank this offseason. Peyton Krebs, Joakim Harju's up for a new deal. UPL, it could be an interesting contract situation, but you've got plenty of money to get those done. Biggest UFA is Gergensen's. He's not going to cost too much. So after all these deals that you need for your current players, you're still going to have some money left over to go shopping in free agency or add through the trade market. So you don't need a ton of money this offseason. So maybe it, just because of that, a Skinner decision gets pushed a year. But again, let's say they decide they want to move him. Maybe it's not even all about the money. Maybe it's about just opening the roster spot to bring someone else in, switch things up a little bit. So where it really becomes interesting is when we look at year two and year three of the buyout versus the trade. The buyout and trade in year two was about equal, but year three, you'd save $4.5 million with the trade and only $2.5 million with the buyout. Now, that's where things really get important, because this offseason's pretty easy. You've got a lot of space, not too many big names needing deals, and probably enough space after deals get done to add from outside the organization. The following offseason, Jack Quinn, J.J. Paterka, Jordan Greenway to a lesser extent, Bowen Byram. There's some pretty big contracts there that need to get done, and that's going to eat up a lot of money. And that is when the difference in the buyout and the trade, so the year two, it's even. That's that first year of those new deals, so you'd be okay. But year three, the difference between saving $2.5 million and $4.5 million, that could be very important for the Buffalo Sabres. So you'd have Quinn, Paterka, and Byram a year into their new deals already. But then you're starting to look at guys like an Alex Tuch, a Zach Benson. Gets a little tougher financially to fit all of these guys under contract. Now, maybe some of them aren't on the team. Maybe they decide it's okay to move on from one or two of them, and that helps free up some money. But going buyout instead of trade with Jeff Skinner could complicate these situations in not this year, not next year, but probably that third year. Not to mention beyond that, the buyout is another $2.5 million for another 3 years when the trade would be over. So I guess to wrap this up, give a final statement on this. If the Sabres decided they wanted to move Jeff Skinner this offseason, I would suggest a trade. You'd save a little bit less this offseason, $3 million less actually. So I won't say a little bit, that's significant. But you don't necessarily need it. And looking ahead, it's going to cost a little more against the books to buy out Skinner. And then looking at 2-3 years down the line, and that is when you're going to need savings, which is when the trade is more favorable. You decide you want to move him. If he is willing to go to certain teams, absolutely should be willing to dangle 50% retention of Jeff Skinner. This is a big what if. But I think it's something that was worth exploring, because really anytime you're going to try and move a $9 million player, it's a very complicated situation. Add in the no move clause, add in a little bit of a down season. It's tough. But I mean, that could be a reason now would be the time. So we'll give our opinions on what they should actually do. But we wanted to touch on this Jeff Skinner topic. There's been a little bit of discussion around it. And as we head into the offseason, we're sure we're going to be hearing a little bit about how the Sabres can change up their roster. And Jeff Skinner's name will for sure come up. So with that, we'll wrap this up and talk to you next time.